Salespeople stop sales. Customers don't. You have to get this into your head. Price is not your problem. You are your problem. Customers don't stop sales. Salespeople stop sales from happening. You are the barrier to a closed deal, never a customer. Give the prospect a product he loves, a service that will solve his problems, and you will get a close once he has full confidence in the product, in the service, and in you. I'm going to say that again. Give the prospect a product that he loves or a service that will solve his problems, and you will get the close once he has full confidence in the product, the service, and in you. There'll be times when you'll have to handle the buyer on money. Sometimes I remind a person, while I agree it's a lot of money for a gift, let's say he's buying a gift for his wife or her for the husband, while I agree it's a lot of money for a gift, there's no shortage of money on this planet. But there is a shortage of people who have found love of their life and who know how to show appreciation for that person. Be grateful you have someone to love, sir. Now, how would you like to handle this? See, that's selling. See, he said price was too high. And I'm like, I'm with you. I totally agree with you. First rule of selling, always agree. And I agree it's a lot of money for a gift. There's no shortage, however, of money on this planet. There is, however, a shortage of people who found the love of their life and who know how to show appreciation for that person. Be grateful you have someone to love. See, that'll handle that deal. That's selling, folks. And that's what you're going to learn throughout the remainder of this book. If the buyer is totally convinced it's right, they will chew off their own foot to have the product. If the buyer who's saying it's too much money found out that he had a disease and was going to die, but that product would save his life, would he do it? Oh, he'd find the money, he'd buy the product, and save his life. Why? Because he's completely sold on the need. Wouldn't be about price, it'd be about solving his life. If the need is important enough and he has confidence in the cure, if the love is great enough, price will not be the issue. When buying a house, for instance, the unspoken objection the realtor will not hear will be, is this the right house? Is this the house that's going to fulfill our needs? Will we be happy here? Is this going to be a good investment? Do I really love this place? Can we do better? If we're going to spend this much money, why don't we spend a little more and get our dream house? That one goes on a lot. The last one, regarding let's spend more money, happens to be about 50% of all buyers who are ever concerned about price. Those same buyers who use price as an objection, this is too much, will often go out and spend even more money, not less money. Remember, many times when a buyer says it's too much money, what they're saying is, it's too much for this product. It's too much for this solution. I'm not convinced this will really make me feel different. It won't solve our problem. You know, I told you a story about a house I sold for 50% more than the realtor said it could ever possibly bring. When the buyer came to the house, I knew the moment she walked into the house that she loved it. Later, she insisted, 3 days later, after we had a contract, she's like, Grant, I want to get an appraisal done because my account manager, her finance person, said I'm paying too much for the house and we need to get an appraisal. I explained to her that while I understood she wanted an appraisal and that the account person wanted an appraisal, it would be a complete waste of money and time because the house would not appraise for the price we had agreed on. I told her that the house was overpriced, and because of the overpriced, it wouldn't appraise. I know this sounds crazy, but this is the way to handle this. I went on to tell her that I'd paid too much for the house when I bought it. She's like, what? I said, I paid too much for the house when I bought it. Oh, by the way, the people that bought it before me, they also paid too much for the house when they bought it. And by the way, you're going to pay too much for the house when you buy it for me. And when you go sell it, they're going to pay too much when they buy it. And I promise you, it will never appraise. Because the location, this location has always sold for more money than this house will ever appraise for. It always has and it always will. And that's what makes this house incredible. That's what makes the location great. And that's why so many people have overpaid for this house and it won't appraise. I convinced her not to do the appraisal, to save her money and save the time. And we closed the deal. The buyer decided not to have it appraised and bought the house. Again, she lived there for about a year and a half maybe, and sold it to the next people for how much money? Too much. It's never price, folks. It's about love. It's about confidence. And it's about, will this solve my problem?